Thursday, 23rd week, Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 8, verses 1 to 7 and 11 to 13. Now, regarding meat sacrificed to idols, we realize that all of us have lawless inflated with pride, but love built up. If anyone supposes he knows something, he does not yet know as he ought to know. But if one loves God, one is known by him. So, about the eating of meat sacrificed to idols, we know that there is no idol in the world, and that there is no God but one. Indeed, even though there are so-called gods in heaven and on earth, yet for us there is only one God, the Father, from whom all things are and for whom we exist, and one Lord Jesus Christ, to whom all things are and through whom we exist. But not all have this knowledge. There are some who have been so zealous to idolatry up until now that when they eat meat sacrificed to idols, their conscience, which is weak, is defiled. Thus, to your knowledge, the weak person is brought to destruction, the brother for whom Jesus died. When your sin in this way against your brothers and wound their conscience, weak as they are, you are sinning against Christ. Therefore, if God causes my brother to sin, I would never eat meat again, so that I may not cause my brother to sin. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, verses 27 to 38. But to you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to the sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then the reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Love enemies and those who have weak faith. Many people think that it is enough if we know and do right. But St. Paul in the first reading taught that it is still not enough for building up one community. He taught that when people do right things, they must also pay attention to those who have weak faith. If our work even right, but causing misunderstanding and a scandal for others to fall, it is better for us not to do it. For example, eating the meat that had been offered for idols. People are easy to love those who love them, to return favor to those who do favor to them. But Jesus demanded his disciples to advance further by to love their enemies and to do favor for those who persecuted them. Today's reading gives us reason why we should do like that. Second analysis, the first reading. Not only do the right thing, but also to have a concern for those who are weak. The Greeks worship many gods, and to ask for something, they offer their offerings to God. After they offer their offering, they burn a smaller part for their God, a part for the priests who serve in the temple, a part they keep and share with their family and friends. The priests can sell their part if they do not want to consume. The question was put by the Corinthians to Paul is that, should they eat or buy meat which were offered for God? Some in their community think that they should eat, because according to the church teaching, there is no idol in the world, and that there is no God but one. Indeed, even though there are so-called gods in heaven and on earth, yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom all things are and for whom we exist, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things are and through whom we exist. St. Paul also agreed that the faithful should eat meat which is prepared or buy meat which is sold in market without any question. However, if there is the presence of one who belongs to their community and his faith is weak, they should not eat or buy it. The reason for it is not everyone who can have a same understanding. There are those who are so zealous with their worship of idols, They believe that when they eat such food, they become parts of their idols, and their weak faith become defiled. Building up a community is based not only on lawlessness, but also on charity, because lawlessness inflates with pride, but love builds up. If anyone supposes he knows something, he does not yet know that he ought to know. But if one loves God, one is known by him. According to St. Paul, each of the faithful is a member of a body, which is the church, with Christ at the head. Therefore, all of us have a duty to protect all members to be healthy. Applying this in eating meat which was offered to idols, St. Paul explained, thus, to your knowledge, the weak person is brought to destruction, the brother for whom Christ died. When you sin in this way against your brothers and wound their conscience, weak as they are, you are sinning against Christ. Therefore, if food causes my brother to sin, I will never eat meat again, so that I may not cause my brother to sin. Second, the gospel. Love your enemy and do good to those who persecuted you. An analysis about words shall help us to better understand Jesus' requirements in this passage. In Greek, there are three verbs used for love. To express romantic love between a male and a female, they use the verb heron. To express familial love between members of a family or between friends, they use the verb philein. To express love between the faithful who believe in Christ, as used in today's passage, the evangelist used the verb hagapan. This verb is only used in the context of the reciality. People are not able to love their enemies in the first meaning because they are unable to love them by romantic love. They are unable to love them in the second meaning because it is against the nature. But they can love their enemies in the third meaning, with God's love. This love depends not only on the heart, but also more on the will. With the love that comes from God, the faithful can do the impossible as Jesus demanded in today's passage. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. When we have just heard about Jesus' teaching, we think They are very similar to the wisdom or doctrine of other religions. For example, the Confucian teaching, which many people regard them as the golden rule or reciprocal rule, which stated, never impose on others what you would not choose for yourself. See Analects chapter 15, verse 24, translated by David Hinton. But if we carefully analyze them, we will see that they are very different and better than all doctrines from beginning till then. Jesus' teaching is positive. Do to others what you want them to do for you. Why golden rule is only negative. Never impose on others what you would not choose for yourself. The positive rule is difficult than the negative one. The faithful must be permeated by God's love before they can do what Jesus demanded. Why does Jesus demand his disciples to do such a difficult task? Jesus gave a reason, which is to become like God. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then the reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, so that also your Father is merciful. To be God's children must be different than other children. If the faithful only love those who love them and return favor to those who do favor to them, they are not different with sinner. Application in life. Our life is not simple to the point that we solve all problems with our mind. But many times, we must solve problems by love. Loudness can lead to pride and despise those who do not know, but love always helps to build up one community. We need to concern for all the members of our community when we solve problems related to them. Love our enemies and do good to them are Jesus' commands, not an option. This only can be done when we are already permeated by God's love before we can love people as we are loved by God. Amen.